tell us about what this must be like for this mom, two young children. She's expecting a baby, and now she's facing the loss of her husband in the line of duty.
I mean, first I must say that my heart breaks for her, and certainly want to send my thoughts to both her and her family. It's really, really tough whenever you're a new mom, whether you've had kids before or, you know, you're about to have another one. The biggest heartache is that your husband won't be there to celebrate all of those milestones with your family, I mean, and with your kids. I know that one of the hardest things that I faced was trying to bring Sean into my life every day with my son, Ty. And it's something that's really hard to do. But I know that the community will really help her and her kids to remember him. And I know that they'll do the same just like they did for me.
We talked a little bit before we got going here about how there is a network. There is sort of almost a program, a way to respond that helps wives, spouses of a situation like this. Tell us about that program and how it helped you and how it probably will reach out and help this family.
Yes, this organization is called COPS, so-called Concerns of Police Survivors. It's a national nonprofit organization that focuses on families rebuilding their lives after the loss of a loved one to a line of duty death. Now, for me, I remember these wives like coming up to me at Sean's funeral, and I remember them distinctly because they knew exactly what I was going through. Although their situations may have varied in the manner that their husbands were killed, but I knew that these wives knew exactly what it was like to have to stand up there by their husbands in a lot of duty death situation. But this organization helps you truly rebuild your life. They are the organization that has stood by me from day one, and it still continues to be a big part of my life to this day. And I know that they'll do the same for her, too.
They do things like, you know, obviously emotional support, you know, the social connection, the connectedness that's so important. But also they walk you through, like, the process, right? They help you fill out papers. They do all this stuff that you never even imagined you'd have to do.
Yes. I mean, they really are there to help you every step of the way, whether it's through some of the insurance matters that come up or some of the benefits that, whether it's the wife or especially the children that are entitled to, that's something that they'll certainly help you with and every step of the way. But for me, the most impactful was something called Spouses Weekend. It's a weekend where wives whose husbands have been killed in the line of duty all get together. And we have seminars, but then we also have a time to just sort of relax and take a step back. And your lives are never normal, not a single day after something like this happens. But it helps you feel like you're a normal person again. You build friendships for life that with someone who knows exactly what you're going through each and every day while you're missing your loved one.
I know you're out of town at the moment, but if you were in town and you were to race over to that house and sit down with this mom right now, what would you say to her? What would be your golden piece of advice to get through these initial moments of this?
Gosh, you know, honestly, something that I like to do is I just like to sit down and talk with the wife and just let her talk. I would love to say that I have the best advice in the world, but you know, I don't. There's really nothing that someone can say that will comfort you and that will bring your husband back. But I think what was the biggest for me was just having a wife just sit there with me and having someone that I could ask questions to, not just right after Sean was killed, but several years down the road. But the biggest piece of advice that I could give anyone who is going through this situation is to make each day the happiest for you, whatever that means. If that means that you don't want to get out of bed that day because that makes you happy, absolutely. You know, reach out to your family and friends so that you have got your daily responsibilities covered. But also, if that means that you take off with your family and you just try to get away, if that's what's going to make you happy, then that's exactly what you should do, because no one, not your friends, not your family, no one truly understands what it's like to roll over in bed and your husband not be there.
And it's just, it is a heart-wrenching situation, and it just comes out of the blue. I know Sean was 24, and I think this young officer mm-hmm. was 28. I mean, it's just, they're so young, and there's so much life ahead, and I guess you feel robbed.
Absolutely. I mean, no one wakes up every day and doesn't expect their spouse to come home. And when you are the wife of a law enforcement officer, you always know that that could be possible, especially now in times where it's something that you hear every day on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what you think you may be possibly prepared for, it's nothing that you could ever possibly be prepared for. All I can do is really try to encourage the community to really wrap their arms around her. I mean, people who are complete strangers to, you know, people who are closest to her. And like I said, you know, right now, she, of course, is going to need some help, but it's not just right now. It's years down the road.
Let me ask you this. You know, we all wonder, what can we do? What would you say to the average person who's sitting at home right now, listening to this, and they're like, gosh, I want to do something. What can they do? You know, is financial donation, you know, they've set up a fund, is that helpful so that you have, you know, resources? I mean, what would be the best things that people who don't necessarily have a personal connection can do?
You know, for me, I really appreciated hearing the prayers and people just saying that they were remembering Sean. I love, like, still to this day when somebody comes up or I see a T-shirt, just while I'm in the grocery store of, you know, one of the memorial T-shirts remembering Sean. But really and truly, it's the prayers, the continued prayers that are the most important for this family.
Well, that's good to hear, and that's something that everyone can easily do. Take a few moments to lift this family up. We appreciate you taking the time, and we appreciate you staying in touch. You're doing great things out there in the community, and you have a public Facebook page that people can follow. So I hope people will stay in touch and look for Michaela online. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Amy.